For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Green Industry Podcast with Paul Jamieson. Join Paul as he chats with today's green industry experts and leaders about how to build a successful business and live a purposeful life. Here's your host, Paul Jamieson.
What is up, everybody? Paul Jamieson back in the studio. I'm joined today with the founder and owner of Fuelworks. How this all happened, Tony from Lake Oconee, Georgia, called me this morning. He's like, Paul, you got to interview the owner of Fuelworks. I've been using this, and it's making my business so much better. Tony's integrity is on the line. I trust Tony with all my heart. So you gave me a ring, and I said, hey, let's bang out a podcast because your story was really powerful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Glad to be here, and hopefully we won't do Tony any injustice.
I trust Tony. I trust Tony completely. And you would be shocked at our inbox of how many people pitch us wanting us to interview them. And we're trying to get to as many people as possible. But when you got a Tony's Lawn Care out of Lake Oconee saying you got to interview this guy, that's you get moved up to the top of the list. So we appreciate you sharing the story. Now, it all started, you were telling me off air, you were in the back of your pickup truck. You had, a 5-gallon gas can. It spilled everywhere. Tell us the story of how this thing all started.
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. So filled up gas can, threw it in the back of the truck, trying to get home to get the yard mowed before the sun went down. I got home and the entire jug had fallen over in the back of my truck, spilled all 5 gallons. And I obviously went back to the gas station, filled it up again, brought it home, and just mowed the rest of the afternoon. To be honest with you, just kind of upset and aggravated.
Yeah.
And aggravation breeds innovation. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, I get up, walk out to the garage, grab all my gas cans, and pretty much started making a list of all the negative things about the gas. And 5 years later, for Pat, we're finally there. Took a long time, but we just wouldn't settle. If it couldn't be the best, we didn't want anything to do with it.
So the afternoon you spill the gas, and all evening you're aggravated that you spilled 5. I just spilled 5 gallons of gas about a few months ago. I was actually mixed. That made me mad. I didn't lose sleep over it, but you lost sleep over it, huh?
Well, there's just gas cans suck. I mean, I hate to sound that way, but they were just terrible, and it just kind of kept me up. And so here we are a little bit later, and we have done our best, and think we've done a very good job of taking all the negative and turn them into positive.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank today's show sponsor, Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales operations and customer service all in one place. Thanks again to Caleb Allman. You guys can get his videos on how to install retaining walls or how to install pavers at howtoinstallpavers.com. And check out How To Hardscape Podcast. Mike Pletz hopped on board as a sponsor. We want to promote his show. So tell us about the gas can. Why should my listeners, we have people listening, I don't know if you guys ship to Australia, New Zealand, Europe yet, but we got listeners all over the world, of course, all across Canada and North America. But lots of guys out there solo, cutting that grass, making that cash, lots of guys with crews. Why is fuel work something we should consider for our operation?
Well, I think, first of all, you got to look at the negative. You know, number one, they were hard to use. Number two, the performance was absolutely terrible. There wasn't any way of organizing them. And all in all, pretty much it was a necessary evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to be able to transport fuel. There just wasn't a good way to get fuel out of them. So the first thing we did is we made it, obviously because it tipped over in the back of my truck, we made it short and squatty. So we call it tipless. And you can throw it in the back of your truck. It'll slide around all over the place. But unless you're going through the Baja, it shouldn't tip open the back of your truck. The second thing we did is we hit on performance. Since the EPA got involved and outlawed the old Blitz cans where you had the little yellow vent, nobody vented anymore. They vented it through the spout. So you've got liquid and air fighting for the same real estate.
Mm.
So we put a back handle on our gas can for ease of use, but also right there where your thumb goes, we have the only CARB and EPA approved vent on the market. So our vent is on the back of the can where all the air is at.
Mm-hmm.
And when you press that vent, we are the absolute fastest on the market. We empty 5 gallons in 60 seconds.
Yeah, Tony was telling me that this morning. He's like, Paul, I can empty a 5-gallon gas can into my mower in 1 minute. That is efficiency For sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're paying somebody, or you're having to mow lawns, or, you know, whether you're doing it for entertainment, whether you're getting on a razor and going for a ride, nobody wants to sit there and hold a gas can for 2 or 3 minutes listening to the gurgling. So with ours, you've got the performance. But the cool thing about it is we back everything up with Viton seal, which is the best seal in the industry. And because we seal so tight, because it empties so fast, everybody's like, man, what happens if it goes so fast? What happens if it spills? Let off the vent. As soon as the gas hits the spout, it'll stop.
Wow. This is awesome. So where can you get these? I see on this thing here something about Amazon, Walmart, eBay, Mass Depot. I've heard of Home Depot. So, what's Mass Depot?
Yes, it's Mass Depot. There are authorized seller for Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And so basically, we've been in the retail business less than a year. Mm-hmm. We have grown exponentially, you know, getting into all these places. And retail's tough, especially with a new customer, and especially with gas. They have to see it. And once they see it and they use it, they're in. Mm. But, you know, you have a lot of the retailers that, you know, honestly, the people buying their product to put on the shelf aren't your users of that product. Mm-hmm. So they don't realize that there is a need out there, and we feel like that, you know, with our performance, our durability, and the stackable, we hadn't even got to that. One thing about you can't organize a gas can, so just throw it all over the place. Mm-hmm. We actually got an Innovation in Plastics Award for how we did our stackable gas.
Yeah, I want to ask you. I want to ask you all about this stacking. I see this on the website here, but we're gonna take a quick moment and thank today's show sponsors, and then coming back from the commercial break, I want to ask you all about this picture I see here because this looks awesome. So we'll be right back. We're gonna take a moment and thank today's show sponsors.
Are you interested in becoming a professional hardscaper? The How to Install Pavers 2.0 comprehensive guide will teach you everything you need to know, from site logistics to final paver install. Caleb Allman and his team focus on the installation knowledge of excavation, base installation, compaction, and more, all to accepted guidelines. Allman Landscape has over 20 years of industry experience, and they reveal their best tips and secrets with over 2 hours of paver installation content. This video and their How to Install Retaining Wall comprehensive guide is available at howtoinstallpavers.net. That's howtoinstallpavers.net.
Hey guys, Paul here, and I want to tell you about how using the CRM Jobber has increased efficiency and organization in our business. I remember those days of chasing the checks, the old checks in the mail. No, it's not. Oh, and wasting time trying to collect those payments from our customers. Well, now that we use Jobber, we have our customers' cards on file, and we get paid faster, a lot faster. Like immediately after the job's done, we charge the card, or in some cases, we charge it the first of each month. Now, this helps cash flow and it reduces a ton of stress. Jobber's offering a free trial. If you just want to try it out and see if it's a right fit for your business, we're going to leave that link in today's show's notes. Click on the link and just navigate Jobber and check it out if it's the CRM for your company.
What's happening, everyone? This is Mike from How to Hardscape to say that we are proud to be sponsoring the Green Industry Podcast with Paul Jameson. I am the host of the How to Hardscape podcast, where we are dedicated to bringing you the most valuable content in the world of hardscaping, as we interview industry leaders and experts to talk on a wide variety of subjects that will help expand and master the services you offer to improve your business. You can learn more at howtohardscape.com and find the resources that we have created there, including our budget and estimate spreadsheet that will help you know your numbers better and to ensure you are covering your expenses with every estimate sent out. Once again, that is howtohardscape.com.
All right, we're back. We're here with the inventor and owner of Fuelworks, and these are stackable gas cans. Tell us a little bit about this. This looks awesome, man. They stack on top of each other or what?
Yes, sir. They actually slide and lock together, and this was probably the hardest part in blow molding these gas. In fact, we went through 4 different big blow mold manufacturers, and you know, they pretty much said it couldn't be done, and so it was a struggle for us. We finally got hooked up with one of the biggest blow molders in the industry. And there was an engineer there that kind of took us under his wing. And it really turned out great. I mean, it was a lot of trial and error. We end up doing an injection mold overlay. Basically, we have the rib cage, which is what we call it. Because basically, what we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that the bottom of the can stayed flat. So we built a lot of structure in our can. with this, like I said, the rib cage, the injection molded piece. And it actually is it's an overlay. So it goes in the mold and then the actual parasin comes down. So it is made into the can. And what that does is that gives us that rigidity to have a flat bottom, but the precision to be able to slide on the other handles and lock. And it locks so well that if you're man enough, you can have 3 5-gallon cans full of gas and pick them up and they'll stay together.
Man, you gotta be pretty strong to handle 15 gallons of gas. But good for, you know, when we go to the gas station, you know, we have our 5 gallon of regular gasoline for the mowers, but then we fill up another 5 gallon with our mix. That's nice. You can just stack them and go, you know?
So I like to do a lot of off-roading and this and that. And we actually just competed in the King of the Hammers, which is a big, it's the United States' largest off-road race. And so in the race trailer, we've got 5 gallons stacked up. We had over 30 5-gallon cans stacked up, 2 and 3 high, and we took all that fuel with us and didn't have a strap or anything. Granted, this was an enclosed trailer and there were things around it. I don't recommend not strapping it down if you've got them stacked. But you're talking about a space saver, and if you get in lawnscape guys who are carrying gas around all the time, being able to stack these up and save that space in your trailer is huge.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely, especially if you got a little 5x8 trailer, those 5-gallon gas cans can get in the way from some of your equipment. So, my guys listening, what countries do you deliver to, or is it just USA?
Right now, we're concentrating in the USA. Although there was a team next to us from Germany, and they saw our gas cans and actually came over and bought, I think, 8 5-gallons. I had some extra, and they're like, "Hey, how much are these?" And you know, we gave them a smoking deal over there because they were in Germany, and they've got posts on their Instagram stuff. So I guess we've made it to Germany.
There you go. So you were at the GIE Expo in Kentucky in October, showcasing your product,
yep.
huh? And that's how that's how you met Tony Longcare from Lake Oconee, friend of the show.
Yes, sir. He basically walked up, and we had a little display that we built in the shop, basically a little 55-gallon barrel that we put water in, and we made a gas can fountain. We turned the nozzle where it stayed open, and we turned the vent where it stayed open, and I think he was one of the ones that's like, "So where's the pump inside the gas can that you're pouring this out of, because it can't pour that fast?"
Wow.
And then so that gave us the opportunity to go through the can. It's really amazing. If you want to know the flow, go to your kitchen, turn your faucet on full blast, and that's about the flow of a Fuel Works gas can.
Wow. Fuel Works stackable gas cans. 1 minute will fill up your mowers. So what's the best way? Guys are listening all across the United States right now, you know, especially right here going into our spring rush. Someone says, "Hey, I want to pick up a couple of these." What's the price point? What's the most efficient way to have them order it and get it delivered to their door? What's your recommendation?
So obviously, you know, we don't set the retail. We have a suggested retail. The 5-gallon is $39.99. The 2.5 is $29.99. And the 1.5 is $24.99. Mm-hmm. We are in about 50 states. We're in some mom and pops. Track Supply picked us up with a 5-gallon right now, and we're going into some bigger retailers. Amazon is always easy. We sell on Amazon, not through Amazon.
Okay.
And our representative there is out of a little small town in Missouri, and they ship everything on Prime, and that's probably the easiest and most efficient. Walmart.com is a good one as well. So we're kind of, like I said, we've really been in retail less than a year. So, we've got some good retailers, big retailers, that we are talking to right now. So we're thinking the future is really bright.
That's really exciting. Joined here with the owner at Fuel Works. And this is, make sure you guys check it out. F-U-E-L, Fuel Works, WORX.net, FuelWorks.net. I'll put that link in today's show's notes. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Walmart. And this is something that, you know, we should consider putting into our trailers and into our lineup to increase efficiency. Is there anything I'm missing here? We got a 3-year warranty, low tip design.
3-year warranty.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is 3 times longer than anybody else on the market. So okay. Not only do, you know, we pride ourselves on the performance, but we also stand behind our product with the durability that's put in this can. If you have any problems, we've got a warranty section on our website. fill it out, and we will take care of you. 100% positive, we will take care of you. And another thing is we do a lot with, we're starting to do a lot with Facebook and Instagram. So it's FuelWorks with an X LLC on Facebook and Instagram. So if you guys want to get some latest videos and some latest updates, that's a good place to get it.
Awesome. FuelWorks on Instagram, FuelWorks on Facebook. And you guys can get your gas cans before the big spring rush here at Amazon, at Walmart. And Tony's Lawn Care, Lake Oconee, this is his. This is all on you, Tony. So we trust you. And the stackable thing, though, that, you know, that's for me. If we're going to have the gas cans in the bed of the truck, or we just use a 5x8 trailer, and which isn't that big. But once you get the 48-inch mower on there, there's not much real estate left. You know what I mean? So,
well, I'll give you, since Tony is gracious enough, I'll give you a little inside information. So we've got it in design phase. It's probably not going to be out this year, probably next year on a 2021 basis, but we are designing a utility cart for these, which basically, think of a very, very, low little red wagon with bigger wheels for, like, you know, off road, off camber stuff that you'll be able to slide all your gas cans on. So let's say you got a boat, you got a fishing boat, you got a wakeboard boat, whatever you want. You can actually wheel.
Yeah. Right, come down on.
Anywhere you want.
Yeah.
And then for the utility guys, the landscape guys are like, well, I don't have a boat. Why do I need that? Well, we're also going to make a plate to where you can actually bolt that plate into your utility trailer, and it'll have your ratchet strap deal already on it. So you lock them all in. So you put 2.5s, a 2.5, a 1.5. They all interchange, so it doesn't matter what you put on there. And then they'll be all secured, and you won't see your gas cans laying on the side of the road.
Man, you know, as soon as that thing comes out, you make sure you get in touch with me, because I'll be your first customer down at the lake house in the summer. You know, when you go to the marina, the gasoline prices are outrageous at Lake Oconee. Actually, that's where Tony's from. That's where I go boat and got the jet skis and all that out there in the summer. But where you pull into the driveway, by the time you know, I would literally put one, you know, 5 gallon, and it would hurt my shoulder so bad. But I'd carry the gas can from the driveway all the way back to the boat dock where I got the jet skis in the boat. It'll wear you out. But that could be a lot less strenuous, and I don't like paying all the extra money at the marina. So I'd go to the gas station, you know, fill up the tank, go, and then it takes forever to pump it into the Sea-Doo. So that'll be nice, not just for lawn mowing, but for those of us who are into jet skiing and boating, that could be a little efficiency hack there.
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, we're trying to build a brand, kind of like everybody always said, man, you're building the Yeti of gas cans.
Got you.
And that's kind of what we want to do. So we're looking beyond, you know, we've got a couple of other things in the works, kind of add-ons to gas cans. And everybody's like, well, what can you add on to a gas can? You'd be surprised at, you know, the stuff that you can actually do with one. So we're excited about the future. You know, I think 2020 is going to be bright for us. So we're very excited, and we appreciate the opportunity to get our name out.
Hey,
tell everybody how we're different.
Yeah. Well, when I started this show, I said, I'm going to put this resource out there for the industry. And, you know, we obviously share a lot of information with how to price and, you know, how to do jobs and everything like that. But, you know, we also, an important part of efficiency and profitability is having the, you know, most cutting edge equipment. And, you know, a gas can for, you know, $39-$29 that's going to not spill, that's going to pour out fast. I mean, the ROI on that's, you know, a few weeks, and you're like, okay, that was worth, you know. And we're talking 40, we're talking $40. We're not talking $10,000 for a mower. So I think you guys are on to something. Will you be at GIE in Kentucky in October this year?
Yes, we will. October, yes, I believe we are.
Yeah, it's October.
And, you know,
go ahead.
I know we've talked about me a little bit, but, you know, there's a team behind us, and we've got a great team. One of my good friends was in the engineering department and manufacturing. He's come on, and we've got a lady that's leading us as far as getting everything out there. And so Scott and Sarah has done a tremendous job for us. So this is a team effort, because taking something from your head and then getting it built and then taking it to retail is a very, very big undertaking.
Yeah.
So just give a shout out to the whole team because it is a team effort.
There you go. Well, hopefully we can shake hands and I can meet you in person. I'll, of course, be at the GIE Expo in October. That's a staple on our schedule. So thanks for taking the time. You guys get your Fuel Works gas can at Amazon or Walmart.com. And looking forward to meeting you later on this year. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, guys, that was a fun little conversation there. I love startups. Tony called me. He's like, hey, my friend's got this startup. He's getting these gas cans out there. You got to get him on the show. And those are the stories right there. You're driving your truck. The gas spills. That literally happened to me. I think it was like 2 months ago. It made me so mad. I had just filled up my gas can. I just filled it up. It was my fault. I don't think I twisted the cap on 100% securely. And it tipped. And then it spilled. And that, then I had to go to the car wash, because I was all paranoid. Someone's going to throw a cigarette in the bed of my truck and it's going to explode and I'm going to be on CNN and whatever. So when Tony told me you can pour it in 1 minute and all the features of that gas can, Fuel Works, I was like, all right, we'll get him on the show, because the simple little efficiencies like that, having the best gas can, having just the most efficient setup. I mean, those are the things that all the small little things really make a big difference. Just like, you know, Tom Brady does all, and I'm not a big Patriots fan at all, but Tom does all the details correctly. And it really, you know, takes you to Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl championships. So I think this is like my fourth or fifth podcast of the day with sprinkled in conversations with Keith Kalfas and Julio Tomei. I've been in the office all day long. I took a real quick break to hit up the gym for like 20 minutes. But anyway. This is my last show of the day, so hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Thanks again to our show's sponsors. We'll put all those links in today's show notes. If you guys need a bookkeeper, check out Gulf Coast Bookkeeping. If you need a CRM, check out Jobber. How to Hardscape Podcast. That's a free podcast that will teach you everything about hardscaping, which you guys know I'm a big fan of the money in hardscaping. I think there's a business plan there for the correct people that want to go that route, but at least educate yourself for free with the how-to hardscapes and Caleb Allman's course. That one is $99, but for crying out loud, that's an absolute steal. That's a deal by my friend Caleb Allman, howtoinstallpavers.net. He'll teach you how to put in retaining walls and stone paver patios. I think that covers everyone. Brian Ringeding in Stillwater, Minnesota, thanks for sponsoring today's show. I'm tired, boys and girls, but I am going to be in touch with everybody. What happens? For those of you who've been following the story about this girl, I'm asking the coffee. It's happening very soon. So buckle up and be ready for the testimony on that one. Hopefully it goes well. I will let you know soon. Thanks again for listening to the Green Industry Podcast. Well, guys, we're having a blast creating the Green Industry Podcast. Whether we're on the road somewhere, we're back in Atlanta in the studio, we give our best effort to create the highest quality, value-packed show that we possibly can. And we certainly appreciate you taking the time to listen. Now, there are a couple ways you can support the show, and we certainly appreciate it. Number one is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. We are so thankful to everyone who's taken the time to go and drop however many stars you think the show's worth. It's a 5-star system, so obviously 5 stars is the best, but whatever you honestly think the show's worth, we would appreciate that. And then drop a sentence or two, just a quick comment. This feedback helps us structure the shows in the future, and it really means a lot in the iTunes world. So if you could, please drop us a rating and review. And if you've already done so, we want to say thank you. And another way you can support the show is by sharing. Word of mouth referrals, as we discussed on the show, are so powerful. And so when you take a quick moment to share the show to your Instagram story or whatever social media platform you use, it means so much to us. We appreciate everybody who does this. And if you've been blessed by the show, we want to encourage you to share. It helps us so much. So thanks for listening. We are just warming up. This has been a lot of fun. And please drop a rating and review and share the show. Thank you.